Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. The question I want to ask Ness, though, Brett, and this is for you. If you had to go back to your unmarried self and put your hands on your own shoulders and say, here's the one piece of advice I've got to give you, what would that be?
Gosh, my unmarried self. And this is probably more previous to Christine. I think it would be like, consider other people's hearts. Looking back, there were too many moments where I think I was just young and selfish and a bit, kind of narcissistic, and I just did things that were, just really, not considerate of other people's hearts. And I definitely have regret about that. Not my shining moments in life. Yeah.
Sure.
What about you, Christine? If you go back to your unmarried self and say, sweetie, here's the one thing you need to know about marriage and relationships, what would that be?
You know, my unmarried self, I was like really just a free spirit, so independent. And I think there was a part of that that was so wonderful. And then it also felt scary, like just the fears of, oh no, am I going to lose a part of myself? Or if I reveal all of me, like feeling fully naked and fully seen, will that be safe? So I think just like fears of what it meant to commit and enter into partnership. And so I think I would tell myself just like a freedom like none other will come to you when you fully like surrender to love and commit.
Great advice. Love that.
This is one of my favorite questions. And that is, Christine, what is the one thing that Brett does that just lights you up and makes your heart smile?
I wonder if you get a reference to earlier today.
Such a fun.
It can be goofy. It can be anything you want it to be.
The first thing that came to me is Brett was like a logistics thing. And I was like, that actually like lights me up. And what I want to say though is Brett holds an unwavering, like positive image of me in a sense that he's always seen me as capable of more than I've seen myself as capable of. Like I truly attribute so much of the growth, like inside and out that I've been able to experience because Brett's always like, well, of course you can do that. Oh, well, like I'll maybe share a dream and he'll like dream it even bigger for me and a zero pressure, just like you can do it. Like his belief in a future self that doesn't even yet exist, but again, in a way that's like no pressure, just with like pure love. Like he's very generous in how incredibly generous in how he sees me. And it has completely transformed my life. It has healed my own inner critic. It has opened up so much to become available and possible for me, like beyond what I could ever say. I'm so grateful.
Inspiring. I love that. How about for you, Brett? What is the one thing that Christine does for you that just makes your heart smile?
She's doing it right now. you might not be able to tell this from like a 1 hour, interview, but Christine is like one of the most like alive, joyful, like ecstatic people on the planet. And just like any,
you feel her energy immediately, which I did. Yeah. So I get it.
Very warm. It's not just,
it's so genuine.
It's not crazy electric, like stand back energy. Like, I don't know if I want to touch that.
It's beautiful.
It's warm. It's inviting because it comes from her heart. It's genuine. And we're able to see that. And you've got to feel it 10, 100 times that.
Yeah. So just,
thank you all so much.
Honestly, just whenever, she like, looks at me with those beautiful brown eyes and smiles at me. I'm just like butter.
Wow.
I can see you're melting. Here, yeah, right? Melting.
He's melting away.
I have to get some cold water on you so you don't melt totally away. I don't know. Or maybe, yes. So I have one more question, and this is a fill in the blank. And Christine, we're going to start with you. You get to fill in the blank. The key to a successful marriage is blank.
It's just continually nurturing it. Yeah, it's continually feeding it and prioritizing it and being intentional about the quality that we put into the moments that we share.
Well said.
That's great. All right, Brett, same question to you. The key to a successful marriage is blank.
It really is like prioritizing it. Yeah, so similar, to nurturing it. But really, yeah, making it the most important thing in our life, right? It's like, and we can have several really important things in our life, but, you know, all about, you know, making our marriage like the most important thing. Like it gets, you know, the best part of us. Like it doesn't get our scraps, right? It gets our best, the best part of us.
Yeah, it doesn't get the leftovers. And that's another big trap people fall into, sadly.
Yeah, prioritization. You guys, our whole platform is what's unique about who we are and what we do is the quality of prioritization. And that's what we try to teach and what we preach. And if more people prioritize their relationship above, and I say human relationship, number one, human relationship. There's obviously other priorities that aren't human that people should or do have, as we do. But if people learn that, then I think it would be the cure for so many things. Because when you prioritize, you focus, you work, you invest, you pay attention to, you know, you're committed. And so we believe that truth as well. Well, guys, again, what a joy and a privilege to get to know you a little bit. Thanks for agreeing to talk to us and sharing. And we can't wait to share a lot of this goodness with our listeners. We know they're going to get some wonderful benefit. And not only will we share the episode, but we do a lot of social media promotion around each episode. We'll share that with you as well. So you can go to your people and say, hey, you know, you want to listen to this, check us out. Here we are, you know, and we'll share that with you as well.
So. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, please let's get together. Please look us up.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. We actually do pass through that area occasionally. Yeah, so that's so fun. That would be such a delight.
So it would be fun to connect live.
We'd love to connect over a meal.
Yeah.
And where are you guys? Where's home for you guys?
Bloomington, Indiana.
Bloomington. Oh my gosh. Okay. I used to go through Indiana every year as we road trip from Florida to Michigan with my family. I had relatives in Indiana. So not Bloomington.
Yeah. We have family in Greenville, so.
Oh, all right. No excuse.
Yeah, now it's going to have to happen.
You're coming for supper. All right.
They just recently moved theirs. We actually haven't yet gone to visit them there. They used to live in another part of Kewee, yeah. South Carolina. So they weren't far from you, but they've recently moved to Greenville. So I know. So that's your home base.
You're going to love visiting. Yeah, you're going to love visiting cool here. Place. It's a very cool place.
We're gone for the summer. We leave for Maine in a week and a half, but we're back in September. So if you come over the summer, we'll miss you. But please do let us know. We'd love to connect with you guys and spend some more time over a meal sharing and getting to know you a little bit more. So thanks again for today. We love together.
That would be such fun. Oh, you two are so gifted at this. Your questions were just so meaningful and thoughtful and it just really amazed by the two of you and your warm heart. So thanks for making it such an enjoyable experience. It just feels like we're having a double date, but now I want to ask you so many questions.
That's why we got to get together.
Yeah, that's why you got to get together so you can find the real us and get all the good nuggets.
Exactly.